On a Friday morning in April, a group of about a dozen seniors are spending time together in the TV room at the ARC Gateway campus in Pensacola. Some are seated and others are dancing along to a Richard Simmons exercise video on the big screen.
This is unique. It was unique 30 years ago when it started, and it remains unique.
Janet McEndure is the program manager of the ARC Gateway Senior Adult Program. She says that in her travels around the state, she's never come across a program for seniors with developmental disabilities like the one at ARC Gateway.
Some of them had a room in the workshop or in a work program where seniors could get away because it's hard for them to be around young people all day and, you know, they like more peace and quiet, but no one had a designated senior program.
The ARC Gateway Senior Adult Program is for seniors age 55 and older with developmental disabilities.
We have those with hearing impairment, speech impairment, autistic tendencies, and many who don't have a specific diagnosis because at the time they were growing up, there were no screenings, it was just different. And the population that I work with, the seniors with developmental disabilities, will age out because the young ones coming up will have more community experience and interaction and medical interventions that will make their lives a lot better.
Many of the seniors in the program spent some time in state institutions while growing up. Missy Rogers, the chief executive officer at ARC Gateway, says these people seem to have an easier time adjusting to the program.
They're more structured and more disciplined because they're used to an institutional routine. Whereas those that have come from their family home are more like children. So they're just grown-up children. They act like 8 and 10-year-olds versus this very structured person who knows it's 8 o'clock, it's time to eat breakfast, it's noon, it's time to eat lunch.
For the most part, the seniors in the program have lived most of their lives with parents or other family members, sometimes without any government support. For children and young adults with autism, there's a wait list for services and funding. But Janet McEndure says the elders in the ARC Gateway program can sometimes get immediate support.
It may be a crisis situation. If you have a 60-year-old who's living with an 80-year-old parent, that would be considered a crisis situation, and they would need to have some supports for that grown child of theirs.
The program began at the Bayview Senior Center in Pensacola, and that's still the home base for most of the people in the program. The special rooms set up at the ARC Gateway campus are for those who need more care than Bayview can offer.
The criteria for their being in the program at Bayview Senior Center is that they can follow directions, that they are independent enough to successfully get around the building. Their social skills are such that they can interact with the public. They won't leave the building. It's kind of a high bar for them, so they're proud of it. You know, they're in the community all day. They participate in the congregate meal program with the other seniors. They play bingo. There's so many opportunities for them to interact in a natural way.
McEndure also says that when everyone socializes together at the senior center, the differences in backgrounds don't seem all that large.
Once they become a senior, they have more in common with the general population than they ever had in their lives. You know, the other seniors, the regular population, they had careers, families, you know, they did all different things. Now you can see them mingling with each other and talking about the same things. You know, they're talking about, you know, health issues, my blood pressure's up, you know, I lost my mother, and they can talk about the losses that they experience in life and their concerns for the future, you know, their health issues and where are they going to live and are they going to need a walker, or there's a connection that is very nice to see.
The biggest worry continues to be funding for the program. CEO Missy Rogers says the state provides the bulk of the funding, but they require the program to offer training and education for the participants.
But our retirees do not want to continue to be trained and continue to learn new things. They just want to be happy and healthy and socialize. But in order to do that, to meet both the state's requirements and the desires of the program participants, it becomes very difficult.
And she says that's probably also why this will continue to be a unique program for as long as it operates. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.